Oh man, I can't believe we actually are doing this. This is going to be so weird. All right.
Hey, listeners. We have a special guest with us today. This is Vargo, and I'm here with Mr. Harry Carey.
Hey! Your name is Fargo, is it?
Yeah.
I once went to a town named Fargo.
Thanks, Harry.
It was nice.
Okay.
Cold, but good.
When did I lose control?
Speaking of cold and refreshing, let's take a break and have a nice cold Bud Light. They're good.
You're gonna be doing the intro.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. I'll come in afterwards, and you'll do the intro. You'll say, you know, welcome to the Geek Out Heroes. This is, and you'll say your name.
Yeah, not your name.
You're gonna say your name.
That's what I said. I'm following. You just gotta keep up.
Oh my God. So then,
hey, do I have to introduce everybody like that? Brian Locasane.
It's Lochisano, and no, he just calls himself Loch. He'll introduce himself. It'll just be you, then the next guy, and the next guy.
How will I know when I'm done?
they'll tell you. You'll kind of get the feel for it.
All right.
So I'll come in at the end, and you don't need to stay for the whole thing.
I got it. I'm like a sponsor.
No, not. I mean, you're more just like, it's just like a guest, like, you know, when somebody has a celebrity.
Oh yeah, I'm famous.
Okay.
People know who I am. I'm like one of the characters from Cheers. You know, where everybody knows your name.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Only it doesn't take place in that shithole Boston.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Geek Out Heroes. This is Harry Carey.
Fucking stupid.
You guys are supposed to say your fucking names.
This is Josiah.
Miles.
Anderson.
This is Lauren.
We have a good show for you. Miles is with us from Oklahoma.
It's an hour in the future.
It's gotta be really bad up there in the Windy City.
Fucking retarded.
Hey! What do you think about them black cowboys?
What?
That Idris Elba guy really does a good job. It's not historically accurate.
Oh my God, this is gonna be the longest podcast ever. As funny as it is, it would take us forever to get through with that podcast.
Alright, well,
so
we're trying to do the podcast with Miles in Oklahoma. Hopefully this will go a lot better than the last time we tried this.
Yeah, because the last time you and me had to do it the next day.
But that's kind of why we had Miles on here with us for so long, because we wanted to make sure the connection stayed up, and so far we haven't had any problems.
No. It's a lot better than the last time already.
Right.
Yeah, and the last time we were having to use separate mics, which was creating a lot of echo for him. Now we're down to one mic, and he's able to hear all of us, and we can all hear him through basically one controller off the PS4.
We could have made it really easy and just have him move back, but, you know, fuck him. I forgot how dangerous these chairs are.
Why?
Because I'm, like, dangerous. Fucking comfy. Like, I'm ready to go to
then
bed.
Then sit forward.
I don't want to.
Engage, motherfucker!
Like, dude, I'm like... Yeah.
Engage, milkshake.
Oh man.
Supposed to be paying fucking attention.
Fucking derelict.
fuck you, you brilliant individual.
Oh, man.
Wasn't really too much this week.
So, one of the things I wanted to bring up was the Sega, I guess...
Genesis Classic?
Classic Genesis game, console is supposed to come out. And they've been sending out review consoles to a lot of places. And a lot of them, like, the feedback they're... Huh?
Where the fuck is ours?
We're not famous.
Uh-oh.
We're also not an editorial, and nobody knows who we are. Hi, Steve.
We got five listeners, and I'm one of them. And I'm on the fucking broadcast.
Yeah, so...
It's not Cheers around here.
We need to spoof the Cheers song just to fit the podcast.
Sometimes I just want to go where everybody knows.
Yeah, I'll re-record it with my own lyrics. So, like, they've been sending out the review consoles, and they've been getting a lot of feedback of the controller's not working.
Really?
Yeah, the console's breaking.
So it's
games not launching.
So it's keeping up with the Sega Genesis. Yeah,
games being corrupt, and I'm like, wow. So, like, basically, it's the same quality we've come to expect from Sega
back in the 90s
for like the last 10 years. So awesome. It's a great start, guys. You know, trying to bring back how we remember Sega always. Things don't work.
Wow. That's how the Genesis worked for me.
My question is when the console launches, how long do you think it's going to take before they give it the shitload of attachments to it to make it even more powerful?
I give it 2 months.
Stacker.
Introducing the Sega CD Classic.
It's like... Fucking the Sega CD, the fucking Sega 32X. It's like, alright, well, turn your console into a tower.
I could have swore I saw a Dreamcast port on this thing.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
I thought it was Jaguar.
No, Jaguar was a 64-bit console made by Atari that was like...
I thought Jaguar had a 32X. Sorry, it's just been a long time. I mean, you're probably right.
I am, listeners. So
shut the fuck up.
So I thought that was pretty funny. Another thing that I found out today was just really quick. I got to ask you, out of all the movies that you can think of that like have gotten, you know, remakes and shit like that, you usually think of like remakes have been happening to like classic movies that we grew up with, right? Mm-hmm. I never once thought the movie Frighteners. Flatliners. Flatliners would ever get a fucking remake.
I was honestly, when I saw that trailer yesterday, yeah. I was actually really, because when they started off with the whole premise, when I was sitting here going,
when it started, I was like, I've seen this somewhere.
Yeah, like, that's how I totally was. So, like, I was sitting
I remember a movie I was very much theater. Like this.
I was sitting in a theater, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, we should try to see what life is after death and everything, and I'm like, I've seen this before, and the whole time I'm like, dude, this is fucking Flatliners.
Yeah.
And then
it came
to the guys I went to went to the movie with from my work. They didn't know what Flatliners was, and he's like, what the hell are you talking about? And I was like, this is fucking Flatliners.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon,
and then when Kiefer I saw Sutherland. And Julia Roberts, and I saw when the trailer ended, it said Flatliners. It's like, holy shit. They're really remaking Flatliners. This is fucking great. I'm actually kind of excited for it a little bit.
It depends on what route they go. Like it's
it does
really,
look like a little bit darker.
It
than
looks
the
like
original.
It's a little darker and more scary. But the thing is it looks like it's going to take a while to get there, and that's the only thing that's going to be the problem with the movie.
I don't know. It is
the massive sci-fi route that they took at the very beginning of it remaps your chemistry and makes you smarter and stuff like this. I'm like,
yeah, I think
you don't need any of this.
Yeah. I was just really shocked that they're
remaking. You're fucking
remaking
with life and death, bro.
I was just really shocked that they were remaking Flatliners. Of all the movies. Totally just out of nowhere, too. Like, I didn't hear anything about it, nothing. And it was just like, Flatliners. And I'm like, holy shit. This is legit. Like, this is real.
Oh, man. Yeah, that completely threw me, so.
So it is a reboot, though. It's not a true sequel or a soft.
It's not a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a reboot. It's a remake.
Now I'm curious if, like, Julia Roberts or Kiefer Sutherland or...
We did this. It fucking sucked.
Kevin
Don't
Bacon
do it.
Are gonna... I loved the movie. I mean, it wasn't.
Oh, no, I'm not saying the movie sucked. I said, like, I'm just saying, like, the character shows up. We did this. It sucked. Sucks. Don't do it.
Kevin Bacon comes out of nowhere. Don't do it.
Kiefer Sutherland's like, a little kid from my, like, from growing up that I killed as a child came back and beat the shit out of me with a baseball bat.
Was it Christian Slater in it also?
I don't remember.
I mean, that was a long
sure,
time.
Why not?
80s.
80s.
80s. No, it was 90s, I guess, yeah.
Like early so 90s, he probably was in it then.
So, I mean, it's possible, yeah.
I mean,
I was
going to say, that's the era where he would just kind of show up in things.
He was gleaming the cube of movies. Yeah, so, that
kind of William Baldwin was in it.
Yeah,
I was just really taken back when I didn't want to say anything to you. I didn't know if you were going to get the same trailers. And I was like, I wanted to say something last night, but I totally spaced it.
Yeah, the trailer came up. The other stuff, like, the other thing is, like, God damn it, like, they keep showing, they've shown me more of the Hitman, or the Hitman's Bodyguard.
Which is next weekend.
Which is next weekend, and they showed me even more of the fucking movie. I don't need to see more of the fucking movie, I just want the movie to come out.
Yeah, the movie looks hysterical.
God damn it. Kingsman, they showed way too much of that. Jesus Christ.
That was a Comic-Con trailer.
I've seen the entire film now. So, you know, it was the same kind of stuff. Like, oh, well, here's more of the same, or here's more, you know, more of the movies you've already seen.
Right.
Or you're about to see, but here you go. I mean, I'm surprised they don't have fucking trailers for the movie you're about to watch. Just to sum up the entire film. So you can go, all right, well, I don't need to watch it. I can walk out and get my money back.
Right.
I've seen that happen before, though.
Like before a DVD, maybe.
No. I've seen a trailer for the movie I'm in the theater to watch.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was with the
mention. Yeah, it's happened a handful of times.
Yeah, I've actually seen. It was a Pixar movie, and they showed the trailer, and then the movie was like.
You're about to see Up. Here's Up the trailer.
I forgot what it was. I think it was Finding Nemo.
I'm sold. I'm totally going to see this.
Glad I bought my ticket.
What actually it did to me during King Arthur. Had the trailer for King Arthur before the movie came on.
Nice.
Yeah, because those, like, the theater ones, not the actual, like, trailers that are attached to movies.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they'll do that sometimes.
That's fucking funny.
It's like, you already have my money. Shut the fuck up.
So,
I confused the fuck out of me because I'm like, am I in the right movie?
So, listeners, I'm kind of doing this kind of out of order, but I wanted to go ahead and get the movies out of the way. Went and saw The Dark Tower. Loach and I both have seen it. It was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. It was worth a watch.
I think you got the better deal than I did.
Yeah. I had a coupon and I also saw a early showing, so I spent like the least amount of money on it.
You got the better deal.
I definitely think people, like, if you can go see it as early as you can before like nighttime prices come in, like go see a matinee, do it. I recommend that for any movie really, cuz prices are getting out of hand.
Yes, sir.
I could have waited,
but I liked it. I thought it was worth watching.
I didn't think it was bad, but I could have easily waited to see that movie come out when it came out on Blu-ray or something. All
right.
I mean,
I enjoyed it.
My biggest thing is it should be a Netflix show or an HBO series.
Yeah, wouldn't contest that. It absolutely should be a Netflix show.
I think you could have gotten more
depth.
The
world that whole premise takes place in. You could easily make an entire series out of this, and I get that they want to make the fast money, and it's been in production hell for a long time.
It's been trying
to be made
like a decade.
It does a lot of it does feel forced, like just the pacing of the movie.
You mean rushed?
Yeah, rushed. Sorry, it was just like, all right, cool, you got this. All right, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact, like, the movie's 90 minutes.
Which I was really minutes. Yeah, I was really shocked about that.
And it should be longer, and I'm pretty sure they edited the shit out of it, because to hit a 90-minute runtime on a movie nowadays is almost unheard of.
Yeah.
Especially for an action fantasy or anything like that.
Especially with something with that much story. And that much lore. I mean, it's good. Yeah, that's a.
I'll be honest. Most of Stephen King's stuff doesn't really have that much story. I mean, we're talking about a guy who literally writes sections of books just to add a character and a die.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a dick.
Did it have the monster lamp in it?
No.
You also talk about the writer who publicly admits that he was on cocaine on some of his books when he was writing them.
Yeah, they were great. Those were the best ones.
But
Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, are we gonna ever get a remake of that?
Only if he's on coke.
I think we can make that happen.
I'm afraid. Have you seen the way he looks? I'm afraid if like somebody farted wrong, he'd die. That guy looks so frail. Seriously. Josiah just walks by him and just does a
drive-by. Well, I like his son's movie so far, like Horns. That was pretty good.
That was good.
But yeah, it was okay. I mean, I'm not saying I wasted my money, but I could have easily just waited. And I would have been fine with it. I think it would have been better as a Netflix HBO show. I think it could have been darker. I don't know. I guess I was expecting a little bit more.
I wasn't expecting exactly what I saw.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't go in with these massively lofty expectations.
I didn't either.
And the reason is, it's a Stephen King movie. I mean, what Stephen King movies are really that great?
I think it's going to be really that great.
I'm hoping so.
Running Man?
Yeah. It looks fucking phenomenal.
Weirdly excited for that
one. You're naming one or two out of all the Stephen King stuff. Like, there's literally, like, I love Running Man. Running Man's got like a 67% on Rotten Tomato.
Yeah, Running Man's a good movie.
I
like the original Shining. I know Stephen King didn't.
I think his movies are about a 50-50 success.
Yeah, I mean, Miles, you're going to see it tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I think I'll probably go see an early showing of it tomorrow.
That's what I'm doing. Going like first showing.
I would have liked to seen the way it could have been, I guess, fleshed out as a TV show than it was as a movie series. Because they're making more, books, right?
For the books, there's a lot of shit.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. If there's what, 8 books?
You mind the books also
nine.
Jump around
nine?
A lot.
9 books?
But for just the core by itself, it's 7 books.
Yeah,
but the books also jump around.
Right, but still though, that to me seems more of a TV series or something than a, okay, well, here's one movie 2 years later, but if this movie doesn't do good, we might not make it, you know? It just,
well, they do should,
I think they
movies.
Missed the mark.
In all honesty though, they could leave, they could
like
have
left.
Like
a John Carter, there's like 8, 9
John
books
Carter
John Carter.
Was great. But still, that movie was bad as fuck. I love that
movie.
They
do one movie and then because it didn't do so well in the office, bam, they cut it.
Yeah, I think the failing for John Carter came about because people weren't educated enough to understand
right.
where it came from.
And I don't think like their advertising for it was kind of missed the mark a little bit too.
Well,
I think the problem
was seeing like one preview
for John Carter.
Yeah, and then it was like, oh, the movie's out.
The problem with the Dark Tower has is the same problem that like any movie that's been coming out is. People have been going in with the wrong expectations. Like, fucking, I read 3 reviews where they were saying, like, this isn't a Western at all. I'm like, dude, what the fuck did you think you were going to watch? Like, it's a Stephen King book.
It's Stephen King's fantasy
like,
series.
Shit, it's a fantasy book. Like, fucking A. Like,
are they thought they were going to see a Western?
A Western.
There's a...
Like, they're like, there. It's not enough, there's not enough Western theme here to promote having gunslingers in it. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, are you retarded or something?
It's like going to a Marvel movie and expecting a romantic comedy.
You know, your mom took you to a lake to dip you in water to make you impervious, but unfortunately she left you in the water too long and you became retarded.
Wow. That was fucking awesome. All right. I do like Matthew McConaughey as the man in black. Dude, he plays a great baddie.
And a lot of reviews say he's terrible.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh, no joke. Like, tons of are just like, he's the most pointless bad guy ever made.
Are you fucking kidding?
Like, my first thought is, you guys realize this is the same bad guy in The Stand, right? He's going to be a recurring bad guy throughout this whole thing.
Yeah, like, especially if they're going to make this huge universe around.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Stephen King book now?
It's supposed to be this bigger deal, so...
Dude, I loved him as the Man in Black. Dude,
he was great.
Not to spoil... It's not going to spoil anything. But when he just walks up to people and just says one thing, I thought that was fucking great.
Yeah, fucking ruins their life.
Yeah, just like that. Yeah. I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And Idris Elba as the gunslinger is fucking
great.
Does
he ever drive a Lincoln in the movie?
No.
No, but there was a point where I was expecting
it. Yeah, me too. I wanted him to. I was like, please, get it on Lincoln. Just get in a Lincoln.
Yeah, I mean, the the whole thing was, it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I just felt it was just a little too short. Like, it felt like it definitely was cut really, like, really had the shit cut out of it to try and get it down for time.
And I don't know why. And
it really didn't need to be.
I wonder
was
if there...
the song Hey Jude anywhere in the movie?
Not that I remember.
That's kind of a bummer.
Wait, hold on.
Because that's what you listen to while you're reading
so,
the book?
So, in the novels, the song Hey Jude is a precursor to something bad about to happen.
Okay.
That happens in the
interesting.
Novels.
I didn't know that, so I gotta go...
The one thing I did notice, and I totally understood Loach after we had our discussion, was normally when you have Easter eggs in a game or in a movie, they're kind of hard to find, or you pick them up in the background, but they're not like
in your face.
This movie was chock filled with fucking Stephen King Easter eggs, and it was just like, oh, hey, this.
It was so blatantly.
Even if you're like, even if you aren't a huge fan of his books, but you've seen his movies, you will sit there going, Jesus Christ, we get it.
Yeah, it was like they were forcing you to realize it was a Stephen King movie, and like,
I mean,
like you went in there not knowing what
Miles,
you were watching.
Just to give you fair warning, like there's a, and this listeners, this is a bit of a spoiler. If you don't want to listen to it, just move ahead.
I don't think it'll spoil
but it's not
going to
spoil anything for story. It's just Easter eggs that they had in it. Things that were just completely in your face was the Stanley Hotel. There's an image of it for no reason, it feels like. There's the number 1408 used for one of the portals.
I didn't know. So
there's a
I also don't read a lot of those books.
It's,
so.
There's a, you know, Cujo, the St. Bernard. That's a St. Bernard, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That are across the street when the kid's outside looking around at random shit. I mean, it's just like, it's stuff that it's so just like blatant.
The car.
Just like, I get it.
Was it train tracks on the body?
There's fucking Christine. There.
Yeah,
I mean,
they got Christine.
It's,
they
know,
made an It reference.
There's just tons of stuff. You're like, wow,
it was like,
I
like
understand.
You know how when you watch a Marvel movie and it's kind of like you just kind of catch it. You're like, oh wait, that's that. You know,
it's kind of a,
whereas. Yeah. This, it was so obvious. You were just sitting there going, dude, took the fun out of it.
I want things to be more subtle. Like, with the Stanley Hotel, it could have easily been something where the kid was in a waiting room looking at, you know, pictures on his psychiatrist's wall and sees a picture of a family waving or something like that. It's, you know, could be black and white, whatever. With the Stanley Hotel way in the background behind them.
There was nothing subtle about
it. There wasn't anything subtle. Everything was just very much, you know, blatantly here.
You're watching a Stephen King movie! You're watching a Stephen King movie!
It didn't feel like it was like trying to remind you're watching a Stephen King movie. It was just like, all right, well, you know, here are the Easter eggs. But instead of us leaving some kind of, you know, making it subtle where you have to rewatch the movie and over and over again, it was kind of like, all right, well, I can go through one playthrough and see it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see everything.
And I'm sure there's probably one that might
I can see the Pennywise reference being in your face because his species is part of Midworld.
Right.
Well, that and the movie itself is coming out. You know, so it'd be
yeah,
a little bit...
actually show anything of his species.
Mm.
Just to let you know.
I don't know.
At this time frame of the story, there wouldn't be much left of him. Rolling salt of that.
I am, but, I mean, it was okay. I mean, it was. I don't know if I would have paid for it, but it was okay. It was fun. Idris Elba was the best.
Idris Elba was fantastic. My favorite part of the movie was literally seeing the different ways he could reload a weapon.
Fuck right.
It was just fucking awesome every fucking time. I was just like, Jesus Christ. It was cool. I liked the characters. I liked the different creatures that they did have in it. But I mean, it definitely felt like it could have benefited from being a Netflix series instead of
Absolutely.
Being a movie. But I mean, it's Sony, and I think Sony was mostly just trying to recover whatever they've spent on the Emoji movie as quickly as they can.
I think for as launching a universe that they're trying to do, like a bunch of movies in one, I think it was a bit of a misstep.
Well, which is ironic because they're turning The Mist into a TV show and tying it in.
Yeah,
which yeah.
Is
the
really
Mist,
weird.
Which is the shortest, one of the shortest stories Stephen King's
it's only
written.
I have the audiobook, and it's only like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, and it's turned into a TV show, My first thought when I heard that was, that's a fucking terrible idea.
See, it should have been the reverse.
That just means, yeah, that means that you're going to have nothing but fucking drama with a whole lot of nothing happening.
The movie's just okay by itself. I would have counted the movie that's already out.
Yeah, I would have liked, you know, just leave the movie as it is.
And just reference it.
And just reference, yeah. And
that's a good way to tie it in.
Do a TV series. And it's not like, you know, it's not like Idris Elba's not used to doing a TV series. He did Luther for a while.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he on The Wire also?
Yeah, that's where you got to start. Yeah. But I mean, he was The Wire.
He's used to that.
The Wire. Matthew McConaughey. Show.
Matthew McConaughey's been in. You know, he's
everywhere.
Been in. He's been in fucking everything. He wasn't even in. He was in True Detective, right? On HBO.
Yes.
First season.
Yeah.
He's used to doing television, so you could have easily done this, guys. We don't get why. He
I don't
want to
say
so
it was
much.
Actor too.
It's not. I mean, yeah, it's a television series, but I wouldn't. I find it like
it's
like HBO and Netflix
it's
have their
different.
Own like
it's different. Yeah, it's different when I say
so
a series.
So you
want to
be like a premium TV show,
right? Exactly. Yeah. I think Netflix, like something like Netflix and everything, they could have just, especially Netflix. If you need to get like Matthew McConaughey or Idris Elba, Netflix has got almost Disney money, and they could just start throwing whatever the fuck they want. Oh, you need those guys? Okay.
Yeah, and it's not like Sony. It's not like Sony's not hurting for money when it comes to their movies or their, you know, or television. They could easily have partnered with Netflix and said, hey, we would like to turn this into a series. We know you have Stranger Things. That's a great production. We would love to team up with you and
yeah,
do this
absolutely.
And bring this to life. And I don't think Netflix would turn it down. I think Netflix would look at it and say,
or HBO.
We should definitely do this.
And HBO, we you know, what they're doing.
Fuck
like,
HBO. I don't have HBO
yeah, Netflix
now,
could
have
easily said that. Like, hey, we want something.
I love HBO now.
Because if they would have followed Dark Tower, that would have been something they can actually compare ratings to Game of Thrones.
Right.
So
or an established series. I honestly cannot wait for it. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's going to be really good. I'm looking forward to that. When's
that
come out?
They're finally going to give him Pennywise justice.
What do you mean?
That's the character. Like they're finally giving the character justice.
Pennywise. Right.
Oh, you mean like they're doing the
what
character
the actor
like,
or the just the movie in
the
general?
The character in general, like, just because it seems like when watching that trailer, they took a lot of source material from the book. With that character.
Yeah, but I remember, I mean, I see what you're getting at, but like the original,
I remember
the original.
Curry.
Yeah, Tim Curry. Dude, Tim Curry's It, like, scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
I want to say September 8th. It's the weekend after Labor Day.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, it is. Holy shit, yeah.
So.
Nice. I'll be just getting back from Arizona, so. All right.
Well. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it.
And I hope it, if they are like in the trouble of this is going to be a huge universe and all this, I hope it saves it.
Is it being made by Sony?
No, but they said it will have a tie-in, and that's all they said.
Okay.
Is it made by Sony?
I don't think so.
That's why I asked.
That's a good question, actually.
You guys talking? I'll look it up.
All right.
Wow, that's actually a really good question.
Well, you know. Hopefully, Dark Tower does well enough for them to continue or consider continuing with it. Because I would really hate to see Emoji 2 come out and this never get a sequel. fuck.
We don't need Bernie Burns hating his kids
fuck
anymore.
Fuck Bernie Burns' kids for making him go see that. I'm sorry, Bernie. yeah, so Sony is... Listeners, as we've said, Sony's trying to recover from the Emoji movie. The reason why we're saying that is because the Emoji movie has had some of the worst reviews in the history of reviews.
Are we really surprised, though?
That's the thing, though. Everyone else saw it coming except for Sony, who allowed a movie about emojis to be made.
Right.
Which makes you really question... Who's greenlighting these movies? Is it the same guy who greenlighted Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I would have loved to have been in the room for the pitch for Emoji Movie. I would have laughed my fucking ass off.
Just stand up and slap the dude.
Did you guys all get my text?
Fuck
yeah,
are
that's
you
the
thinking?
Shit emoji. I just want to point out that that is the shit emoji.
Just slap the dude who.
That is your idea. Shit.
Slap the fuck
you know,
out
I just, I like, I guarantee you, it's like a bunch of fucking millennials sitting in a room, and one of them was like, "Maybe we should make a movie about emojis. I use them all the time. they really show my expressions." Just what the fuck. Aside from that,
New Line Cinema is doing it.
That
so Warner Brothers.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Warner Bros. Does own it.
Which
is good, because they do a lot of good dark...
Well, New Line Cinema has a good track record for horror movies.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I got to go see Atomic Blonde in theaters. I did go see it in D-Box. Listeners, if you don't know what D-Box is... essentially, remember the Rumble Pack that was on your N64?
It's a dick in a box.
So now that everybody's had their dumb joke. Do you guys remember the Rumble Pack that went on your N64?
No.
It's like that, having that strapped
to your...
Did you
just say no?
I never had an N64.
You were too broke.
You poor child. What did you grow up with?
I got a PlayStation instead.
Okay, well, I can excuse that.
Okay, do you remember when they gave you Rumble? For the first time, and you're like, oh my god, it's like I'm in the game.
DualShock.
Kinda.
Just saying, why are you on this podcast? Take the headset off, slowly, put it down on the ground, and go away.
It's not to make us feel young, that's for fucking sure.
I don't know, I'll have something to actually contribute here in a minute, I'm sure.
What an asshole.
Where are they going? Fucking school,
so
asshole.
So anyways, listeners, Steve.
Fucking dude.
It's like having that Rumble Pack strapped to your back and your ass. And then they put you in a chair where somebody behind you moves the chair. You in it.
I don't understand why.
And moves it around as if you were taking part in the action on screen. I left mine on for about the first 40 minutes of the film and then turned it off because eventually I was just like, this is fucking stupid. I spent way too much money on this, and I really didn't spend any of my own money on this, and I felt terrible for it.
How much is it?
It was $16.50. For a matinee.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
What?
It was
$16. What the fuck are they charging for a night?
It was $16.
For an evening.
For something that I could have my nephews do to my own fucking chair at home. Just standing behind me.
No, you can't.
I'll pay them a quarter each and they'll just fucking drop the shit out of my chair every time something big happens on screen.
Yeah, but then you'd have child labor laws, that whole mess.
No, it's family.
It's not,
family
it's
room
not
business.
A contract, it's all cash.
Yeah, it's cash. And it's cash. It's all
tax free.
They're
shit.
Not paying taxes.
Tax free.
The government doesn't have to have them. They're not documented workers.
Fucking stupid. Remember, what do we say?
We didn't do this.
We were paid.
But it was fucking stupid. Like, I'm sitting there, like, going, why the fuck does this even exist?
They still make me think of the Disney chairs.
Yeah, it's the 4D Disney chairs from fucking, you know, Epcot, where you sat in the theater and you participated.
Huh?
The only thing it's missing is, like, you know, the sense of smell.
Thank God.
Which,
it's a small
I'm sure if I had a fat enough guy next to me, he'd probably sweat enough for me to actually smell the sweat that's going on screen.
Give it time.
I don't want to.
People
would
pay for it though. They'd be like, "All right,
I don't want to live on this.
I
want to
smell
anymore.
The Famunda cheese." But aside from that, Atomic Blonde is badass. I love that movie. It has some of the most brutal fight scenes I've seen in a long time.
Which is saying something, because the first trailer didn't do it justice that much.
Yeah,
the teaser.
I actually read into that. They had gotten feedback on how people reacted to the first trailer. And that's why they did a reshoot.
Oh, really?
For a lot of fight scenes.
I'm glad it wasn't just my imagination then.
It was
the
not.
The first trailer kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But
I remember Miles bringing that up.
The great thing about the movie is it takes place back in 1989.
Oh, nice.
Just before the Berlin Wall crumbles. It is fucking awesome. It's like Jason Bourne. It's like the Bourne Identity meets James Bond. It's fucking awesome. Just when I say that, it's comparison and action. And it does not have the misfortune of being the same cameraman as the Bourne Identity. In other words, you can actually see the action that's going up on screen and actually see the choreography that's taking place. And the other cool part was that they didn't make her like ludicrously overpowered like they try to do with like so many other women, like female spies. She's badass, and that is completely like you can completely acknowledge that. But when she's up against like another guy or a few other guys, like you definitely notice that there is a clear difference between her power and theirs, because the guys always outweigh her. So they're fucking brutal as shit. And she has to be just as ruthless back to him. So like they'll hit her once, and it's like you see the full effect of it. and she'll have to hit him several times to get the same out of it. It's pretty badass. Loved it.
So they're a bit a little more realistic.
Yeah, it was more realistic about that. So
don't say that to feminists, because that's just sexist.
Okay. Regardless, I still liked it. I loved.
You didn't like Ghostbusters either.
I loved her as a character. Charlize Theron, I don't care what age you are, I would marry you in a heartbeat. she is.
She could be a gorgeous anything. Blonde, red, brunette.
But I mean, the bruises on her, like, they hurt me. Like, look at her, like, holy shit. Like,
it looked
like they fucked her up in real life.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, holy crap, man. She is beaten.
Well,
so
I watched one of the behind-the-scenes things on YouTube for it, and they said that she actually did, like, I think it was 95% of her fights.
Wouldn't surprise me. She was kick-ass in it.
Yeah, and they were saying she's, like, one of the... You know how they always talk about actors that could actually be, like, dangerous off-screen?
Tom Cruise.
She's, like, one of the top five now, apparently.
Sweet.
Really?
Yeah, because they had to teach her, like, what was it, four or five different fighting styles?
Wouldn't surprise me.
They basically put her through, like,
stuff in there.
A boot camp. She can shoot now. You know, it's... Apparently, she did a lot of work for this movie.
Nice.
It's
like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix and...
fucking John Wick.
And John Wick.
Yeah, so, listeners, when you think about, like, how brutal the fights are, think of John Wick.
Alright.
Nice.
Like, go with that mindset.
Go with that mindset of, like... You're like, don't get me wrong,
so
there's
a lot...
So
female John Wick movie?
Don't get me wrong, it's not as fast-paced as John Wick, because there's a lot of spy stuff that has to take place, and there's a lot of espionage going on, so they have to do a lot of story setup. Especially given the time frame and where it takes place, but it's really cool. By the time I got to the end, like at the beginning, it was kind of convoluted. It felt kind of weird because they kept having to jump between her interview and showing what was taking place.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, that lightens up and it goes more with what was taking place, and then it would go back to the interview that she was in with her superiors. So by the time I was done at the end, I was like, "This was fucking awesome." I was like. It was great. So, go see it. Highly recommend it. Just don't go to the D-Box, because that was a fucking waste of money.
So, I know this is probably a dumb question, but the two movies you saw today, which one was the better? Atomic or...
Atomic.
Okay.
I can say that Dark Tower was great in the right of how I perceived it when I went in going what I expected from it.
Okay.
Especially hearing, knowing before I went in that it was going to be 90 minutes.
Yeah.
With that mindset, I was able to kind of prep for that.
Did you feel like it started slow, by the way? I meant to ask you.
No.
Really? Because I felt like it started pretty slow.
I kind of felt like I needed more buildup. But,
okay.
But that aside, I still felt it was worth the money. But Atomic, there's no doubt in my mind that is absolutely worth a ticket.
No matter what you're paying.
So it's like one or more.
Except for D-Box.
Yeah, except for D-Box.
Worth your money.
Yeah.
But you said it's worth the money for what you paid for Dark Tower.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
If I had paid regular price for the movie, I would have been completely satisfied. I would have walked out and gone, all right, when do we get a sequel?
Okay, fair enough.
when can I see Charlize Theron more?
Right.
So,
what do you have to contribute tonight?
I don't know. I'm probably going to go see Atomic Blonde tomorrow now.
Oh, no. I thought you said you had something to talk about.
No, not really.
Oh.
No, I was just going
to say... He said he had potential to chip in.
Totally
this
lied
podcast is built on lies.
He totally lied to us.
I do it all the time. No, what I was going to say was the only trailer I'd seen for it was the first one.
Okay.
So now after hearing that, you know, it's actually good, I'm going to go see it.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it was the first trailer they first put out, didn't look that interesting, and then
it just looked so
behind-the-scenes thing that I saw the other
day. Yeah, and I went back and rewatched the first trailer. One of the scenes, like, one of the parts that they used in it was completely the worst part to show, like, the worst part of the fight to show, because it's literally after both people have gotten the complete shit kicked out of them, and they can barely stand.
Hmm.
So, like, they're literally missing punches because they can't hit each other.
Interesting.
See, I just thought
it's
that
like
was
watch. It's really like watching, like, you know Rocky, the
Rocky?
First one when fucking Apollo and him are barely able to stand and they're swinging in air.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it.
See, I just thought that was shitty choreography.
The boxer or the squirrel?
Both
moose and squirrel. Not moose.
Maybe the boxer was fighting the squirrel.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Why would you put this part in the trailer? Like, that's like the worst scene ever. Ever to have in there.
Yeah, but after hearing that, I'll definitely go check it out.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, see, that movie seems a little bit better.
What else?
Well, Josiah said he had something, but he
blocked. No, I said I'd have something eventually.
Oh, okay. So it could be like next week.
In weeks to come.
Weeks to come. Prep yourselves.
Didn't lie to anybody.
Yeah, fuck you.
Make sure you prep yourselves.
You still won't have anything. Oh, I had something in the middle of the week, but I forgot.
You know the worst part is I'll actually remember.
Like, I know you will.
God, you damn totally it, I was supposed to talk about this.
Like, totally doing that.
I was going to say I've done it before.
It wouldn't surprise me, but I definitely do have to say I don't think that The Dark Tower deserves as much hate as it's getting.
I don't think it deserves hate at all. Honestly, I mean, it was an okay movie. It was okay. Yeah. I liked it. I mean, it's nothing that I'm going to be like, oh my god, you got to go to the theater to see it. It's definitely a movie you can wait on. Yeah. But Atomic Blonde sounds like, yeah, go see it.
Another thing I wanted to bring up was, I really quick, I have to say this. Before the movie started, I saw a commercial for Toyota.
Oh my god, you're totally going
to bring
it up.
I have to bring this up.
This is fucking great. That was so stupid.
This commercial was the dumbest thing. Like, I get that they were trying to make it seem like a Twilight Zone kind of thing, but it basically, at the end, all it did was promote stealing Toyotas from their drivers. And I have to say, that's a great message. Everyone should steal Toyotas from their drivers because their drivers are the shittiest drivers I've ever come across.
What the fuck?
Like, the commercial has, like, this guy going, he hits a roundabout.
I can't believe we're talking about that.
He comes around, and he picks up this lady who's just sitting on the corner who's got, like, a fucking tambourine. And he goes, all right, I'll pick it up. And she goes... And he comes around and he misses the exit. He goes, oh, I missed the exit. She goes, no, don't worry about the exit. Let's not exit. We got other people to pick up. And he comes around, picks up the exact same person. Yeah. This happens three fucking times.
The only thing that changes is the musical instrument.
And then he comes around.
I am so happy summer's almost over. The music instrument.
Comes around and picks up. And like there's another lady. And the lady who's in the passenger seat forces him to stop, which I would have told her, fuck you, and left. But he stops, and it's supposed to be this whole, like, kind of, oh, it's an eerie feeling to it. He gets out of the car because they say, it's okay, we'll fit her into the car, just help her put her stuff in the back. Puts her stuff in the back, in the trunk. I'm assuming this is the part of the commercial that's supposed to show the trunk space. You know, great trunk space, it can hold a backpack. And she gets in the driver's seat, and then they all four of herselves drive off with his car. And my only thought was, that wasn't eerie. You just promoted theft of all your owner's vehicles. Toyota, you've done it. You finally managed to market theft. And I am all for it. Grand Theft Auto is supported by Toyota officially.
I can't wait for it. I'm so glad summer's coming to an end.
Why? Because all we really don't have to talk about.
We really don't have a lot to talk about. Now we're.
This is entertainment, bitch.
Yeah, the commercial.
I was gonna say, have you ever gone through and listened to like a bunch of our old podcasts? These ones I find I won't say a lot more entertaining, but these ones.
I won't say a lot.
Yeah. Other than that, most of the time the podcasts are just me complaining about how bad a game is. I mean, serious.
It's either me so or it's us.
Do you want me to talk about Dragon Age? I can do that.
No.
Fuck God, you. No. Leave that subject alone.
I'm so
there's enough text messages.
Every time I go online this
that's
week.
Why I vent to you guys on the text message. I'm like, I don't want to do this during the fucking podcast, so.
All right.
So,
dead silence.
Meanwhile.
I finished Westworld.
Congratulations.
It was a good show. I like it.
Cool.
Oh, because you're not into it. All right.
Fine. No, it's just
fuck
old.
You.
Spit it out, man. Spit it out.
Well, what they just like released. They just released season trailer at San Diego Comic Con for season 2.
Okay.
So I went and watched, see what all the hype was about. I actually liked it a lot. It was actually
what's,
really
what's
good.
Season 2?
Huh?
Was it medieval world? What?
No, it's
still Westworld, bro.
It's still Westworld, dude.
All right.
You have to watch season 1.
You know how Dark Tower is still Dark Tower. This doesn't change.
Yeah, this is Westworld.
This is Westworld.
Hence the title. I'm sorry, I just watched the original movie. And
it's becoming Midwest World. Well,
no, see. No, that's true. It's becoming Midwest
World. It takes place in Colorado. It's really shitty.
It's stupid hot right now.
No, it was a good show. I liked it a lot. I'm definitely looking forward to season two.
I do want to bring up the fact that BioWare Montreal is... They're not shutting down,
but they are being
absorbed into another part of EA, which I find entertaining. Now, listeners, in case you don't know, BioWare Montreal was responsible for Andromeda.
Were they? Really?
Yeah,
I was just guessing.
They were responsible for Mass Effect Andromeda, which has also been said that Mass Effect Andromeda is the reason why EA was able to post. Profits this year. That's true, because a lot of us bought it. A lot of us, you know...
Bought into the bullshit.
We expected a Mass Effect game, and we didn't get one.
But it was so good. How could you be going out of business?
I found this more entertaining, because this comes directly after a survey that I had taken not too long ago.
Oh, so it was all you.
It wasn't just me. My dad got the survey. Tons and tons of people.
At least they didn't take my suggestions.
What did you say?
I told them they should take the writers and line them up on a building and shoot them in the back of the head. As an example to the others.
Wow, that's
non-lethal rounds, right?
Right. They would have just fallen over because they were tired.
Well, this is Montreal, so you don't know.
Man, I'm getting sleepy.
Crazy American. Montreal doesn't have any guns.
Besides, if they pushed them over, there would have been pillows and beds on the ground.
Severed heads on pikes. Whatever.
That's not Canadian.
Line them up and have them trampled by moose.
Dire moose. It's a moose.
Death by drowning in maple syrup.
All I said was...
Cut down by a pack of lumberjacks.
What did he say?
Cut down by a pack of lumberjacks.
All I said was, you guys took a franchise that's very near and dear to a lot of us, and you just kind of crapped one out and hoped we'd all enjoy it.
Well, yeah, they knew you guys would buy into it.
When they started out the survey for me, it was like, would you recommend this to anyone? And I said, obviously, no. And it's like,
more polite.
Yeah,
I would have said, fuck no.
Oh no, it was that was just the
oh, choose the, one the, of the drop down
on a rating from 1 to 10. How likely are you to recommend it? So I was like, not at all. And then the next one was, in 400 characters, please tell us why you gave this recommendation. That's not enough characters to explain anything.
That's not enough characters for me to use, actually.
Not enough characters to properly express my hate.
But I basically said...
Can you please bump it up to 10,000?
I basically said, from dialogue to story, everything about this felt half-assed. And by the time you got to the end, none of your decisions really mattered. Nothing felt like it had weight to it. It all felt like it was just bullshit.
Maybe it glitched.
And just thrown together.
No, see, because I brought up the same thing. I told him, I was like, look, this game felt really half-assed. Your patches are fixing things, but it's still too little too late. And
so
the
it's
fact
No
is,
Man's Sky.
And the fact is, my game glitched and will remain unfinished because yeah. I should not have paid you guys $60 for a buggy piece of shit.
So it's No Man's Sky. They're trying to patch it to save it.
I recently went and I was helping my grandfather out for the night. But before that, my dad was home and he was playing Mass Effect. So I decided to go down and spend some time with him. The animations have not been fixed. The animations are still shit. Hands still do the whole funky, like, trying to give you the crow handshake, like... It's a broken twig, you know,
the palsy.
Doing this. Yeah, I don't... Huh?
The, I was the thinking palsy. The Chris yeah, Elliott like, handshake like a palsy. From Scary Movie too.
Like, eh!
Like you had an antifreeze marinade in your steak. Partial paralysis.
The hands just, like, do weird shit, and I'm just sitting there going... No and, way. Like, you'll see the aliens. The aliens are animated all just fine. And then you go back to the humans, and, like, there was literally a point where... where Shepard had his hands out like this and his thumbs were scrunched inward, and I was just like, is he supposed to be holding like a bowl of porridge out, like, please sir, can I have some more? My dad was playing, I was like, why are you playing this, it's so bad. And like, he every time he would choose like the aggressive answers, it was always more passive than the passive answers. And I was just like, he's like, I don't get it. He's like, literally one of them was like something like, I don't take shit or something like that. Some crap. Anyways, he selects that, and it didn't do any of that at all. It was all completely diplomatic. He was like, he looks at me, he goes, what the fuck? And I was like, why are you playing this? You're looking at me every time you make a decision, and you're going, why is this happening? I'm like, I didn't make the fucking game. I'm not tech support.
I was going to say, there was two pieces of dialogue that I liked in that game, and one of them was a Star Wars reference.
Yeah.
So.
From a completely despisable character.
Yeah.
No. Which was unfortunate.
Jar Jar?
No.
Oh, God, I wish. I would have taken Jar Jar over almost anyone in that fucking cast. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I would have rather had Jerry Lewis fucking up my ship than taking half the people that were on that fucking thing. They were like, fuck all of you, get off, Jar Jar, you're with me.
That's fucking funny.
That was another thing I told him in the survey, too. I was like, out of the whole crew, there's one character that I like.
This the Krogan.
Yeah, it was the Krogan. And that's because he's, you know, still a badass, but he's a crotchety old man at the same time. Yeah. So
he's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, basically.
There's a reason he stayed in my crew the entire time.
Yeah, once I got him on my crew, he did not leave.
I think I did one mission without him, and I immediately regretted it.
So is he Clint Eastwood...
Gran Torino?
Alright, yeah. I can go with that. Just less races?
How about the Terran? How the Terran?
It's like...
I gave up on the game.
She was actually not bad. The Terran wasn't terrible. She wasn't as bad as everybody else. Like, there were literally only two characters I could actually tolerate.
I just remember the discussion that we were having outside of the...
Everyone else I just wanted to tell, go fuck off.
I just remember the discussion that we were having outside after last week's podcast. And we're sitting there and we're like, it's just how funny I was supposed to do the poll podcast on my own. And you guys ended up being on there because the game was so bad.
It still hasn't been improved. So I just thought it was funny. Like, after they took the survey, immediately after that, BioWare Montreal gets absorbed into EA, like an EA division. But here's the downside. The same group is now working on Anthem.
Well, that's cool. I got Destiny.
And I'm still sketchy on Anthem. I'm still kind of in the camp of, it looks really cool. It does. It looks really cool. So did Mass Effect Andromeda.
Did I ever send you guys the video of the Anthem trailer, but with dialogue from actual gamers?
No.
Oh, God.
No.
I'll have to see if I can find that one. It's pretty good.
I hope the... What's his name?
Hey, man, you got that? That's awesome. That's sweet. In real life, it's like, hey, man, you got that? Yeah, you fucking piece of shit. I've been trying to get one of those for like 8 weeks.
I got a wreck.
What do you mean there's no icebreaker in this game? It's bullshit.
What do you mean I have to reload my weapon?
It's supposed to be the future.
This is the future.
I still like the... what we were talking about when they showed off the trailer, we're all sitting there and they show that big thing in the distance. I'm like, I would have picked that fight.
Yeah! You! Here! Me and you! Let's go!
That's okay, Miles has got this.
Did you hear that, everybody? Miles has got this.
What do you mean, Miles has got this? Josiah started the fight. I don't recall that.
Miles just turns around and we're all fucking... Miles just turns around and we're all fucking ghosts.
I don't remember doing anything like that. It's crazy. I'm out.
And of course, I would wait until you all are trying to pick a strategy to pick the fight with it.
And just vapor the fuck out and just disappear?
No.
Oh. Because that would be you if it was just you and me playing. Oh, you got this, Brian. Bye.
All right, man.
What do you mean? What the fuck? Oh, wait. Before you go in there, I'm going to knock down half your health. Good luck.
I'm out of artillery rounds. Good luck.
What a fucking prick. Because he would totally do that, too. That's the problem.
The only thing I have left to bring up is the fact that... So, Microsoft still has had no news on when the Xbox One X is actually supposed to go on.
That's because Taco Bell's got it all.
That was one thing I wanted to bring up. Taco Bell's supposed to have, like, a promo coming out pretty soon.
Apparently, they're their spokesperson.
That they're going to be doing... Like, that was the funny thing. Like, Xbox, the way that their PR guy was talking about, like, we've had a long-standing relationship with Taco Bell. I'm like, I don't remember Taco Bell giving away anything for the 360.
No, it was the PlayStation 4 last time, right?
Yeah. PlayStation 4
has been like stuff for Destiny, PlayStation 3.
I remember.
It was mostly PlayStation.
All right. Do they have, like, this is an official relationship? Because I've definitely shared a few tacos with my Xbox before.
My thing is, why
use the 360 to heat my food back up?
I was going to say, you put the tacos on top of the console and just let it run for
makes a hell of a crunch wrap.
My food is warm.
I wonder why. In my quesadilla, made it extra cheesy.
Right? My thing is, do they make, like, do they, like, break their thing with PlayStation? Because for years it's been PlayStation. Did they get PlayStation get food poisoning one night and they're like, I just can't have any Taco Bell right now. And Microsoft just swooped the fuck in. They're like, you guys got double chalupas. Let's fucking do this. We got our third Xbox. It's like the same, but it's not.
PlayStation and Taco Bell are just on a break.
They have been
It's like when you eat something and then get sick the next day and you just can't have it. Like, the smell bugs you. Yeah.
So they were, like, the whole thing was, like...
The fucking stoners were eating the controllers. I don't know.
The whole thing that he brought up was, like, the original the original relationship with the Xbox.
Fuck you, Miles.
I love how
he just jumps in and I'm, like, laughing my ass off.
The original relationship takes place from, like, when the first Xbox launched.
Really? Apparently. I thought it was always PlayStation.
So did I, but apparently that's where it stems from, is the original Xbox.
Really?
So I was like, okay, you know, I guess that makes kind of sense.
Yeah, because nobody will remember that shit anyway.
But here's the thing that made me laugh. I'm like, you guys are supposed to be having this promo. This console comes out in November, and they still haven't taken one fucking pre-order. So they probably can't even tell Taco Bell how many they can give them.
How fucking
Taco
funny,
Bell's going to give away pre-orders.
You have to buy a $5 box to classify for a pre-order?
No, it'd be $100.
To possibly get one?
You would have to put down $100.
And it's a random drawing after that.
Yeah. So, but no, how funny would it be if you were waiting in the line for pre-orders and they launched that campaign for the $5 box and you won an Xbox X before pre-orders even came out? And you're just walking by those motherfuckers, I want an Xbox One, and just walk the fuck off.
I would not announce that in front of any group ever. I'd just be like, and then
stuff
just
walk that shit. You guys want Chalupa?
Doesn't say anything. Miles just goes past him. Fucking sheep.
What'd you say?
I just thought I'd see Josiah like getting the system, winning it, going to GameStop the day it comes out, and trading it in.
Oh, I would totally fucking do that too.
It's either that or...
This thing's a piece of shit!
You guys have no more Xbox Ones? I have one. I'll sell it to you right now.
I was just gonna say, that's actually probably what I would do, is I'd go sit in the parking lot and then just take bids on it.
And right. Then he would continue to ignore us on Xbox
One. He'd be like, I come to deliver this to you in 4K.
I would cool, guys, we're chatting on Xbox. Alright, well, I guess I'll sit here and keep... not talking to you guys.
I would totally trade it in and say none of my games look good because it's not I don't have a 4K TV.
No, man, that's only Mass Effect.
Oh, okay. No wonder it failed. I knew it.
I had it on 4K. It still didn't fix it.
It just made it worse.
Just made it worse. It was so much. It was so much more clear how bad it was.
Stupid.
So
I saw the palsy.
Yeah, it just like it made me laugh because my first thought was like, you guys don't have any like pre-orders. You haven't even allowed anyone to take pre-orders.
That's because Taco Bell's their official
announcement. Announced it. Like they announced it like, here's the price. Here's the announcement. Nope, you can't pre-order it anywhere.
How fucking hilarious would it have been during E3 if you're ready to pre-order it, you could pre-order it at any Taco Bell location. Everybody would have just been like, well, I'm hungry.
Taco Bell's like, what the fuck is going on? Right. People are showing up, pre-ordering a console, and taking 12 bucks.
12 bucks?
The 12 pack of tacos with them. Like, what the fuck is happening?
You laugh, but I would totally pre-order through GameStop if they gave me, like, a free quesarito.
GameStop's next promotion is just food from other places.
That would probably actually get me to go back.
Yeah. Food. Here's a double chalupa for pre-ordering.
Here's a gift card to Taco Bell.
Here's a double chalupa. I want a pre-order.
Thanks for pre-ordering.
Can you imagine walking into a GameStop? So I would like to pre-order 5 chalupas, Baja Blast.
No, the Baja Blast comes with a disc protection.
Yeah, it's a GPG.
See, you can only get the double chalupas on the season pass, though.
So. Dude, this is a fucking campaign right here.
Let's be realistic. If it was GameStop, they'd give you a coupon for like a churro from Costco, but you couldn't go collect it because you have to be a member at Costco in order to get
So if you want to claim this, you have to be a season pass owner for Costco.
What?
But that's worth it though, sense. Man. Those churros are the shit.
I know, right?
Hey,
I fucking love those.
That's so fucked up.
That and their fucking Polish hot dogs. Oh God, shut the fuck front door.
Shut the fuck front door.
I'm still going off.
I like that.
I just keep thinking in my head like the dick move GameStop would do now for there, food. Like, only pro members get nacho cheese.
No, I could totally, dude. I know we joke, but I could see it happening. It's fucking GameStop. They would do anything like that.
Do you want your Xbox One with nacho cheese?
Yes. Can I get extra meat?
That's an
I know
option.
The 4K is not going to hold up.
I would buy this.
Dude, you turn the Xbox on
Steaks
and it makes
on
the
available for Pro Plus members.
Dude, you turn the Xbox One X on and it makes the Taco Bell sound.
Yeah, see, the way to do this is make it smell like Taco Bell when you turn it on.
Oh, that'd be fucking unreal. I'd
the other funny
day.
Thing is like
I
Xbox.
I think I eventually would hate Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Xbox has made it clear that they're losing money on the Xbox One X.
Already? And has it come out?
And they're saying, like, for everyone sold, they're losing money on them. So, that's interesting to me because they've had recent leaks of, like, basically being told that the Xbox department has had budget cuts and they can't actually put the money towards new games, which would help sell the fucking console.
Oh, so it's a Nintendo Switch.
Which, no, what it reminds, you know what it reminds me of? Because the Nintendo Switch would sell. It reminds me of the Xbox, the original Xbox, because the original Xbox, its promo was that it was always more powerful than the PS2, but it was getting its ass handed to it by the PS2
software.
Because it didn't have the fucking software for it.
Yeah, and then the PS2 became the king of systems.
Yeah, so
that's true. Holy shit.
Congratulations, Xbox. You are now back where you started.
You
exactly.
PlayStation seem to be flip-flopping here.
Yeah, and the PS4 is fucking light years ahead of you guys in sales. I mean, they just now hit the 24 million mark for the Xbox One for sales, which is the maximum amount of original Xboxes that were sold. That's not good.
It's because they didn't have Taco Bell.
And they are very well into this console life cycle.
Does this mean maybe we'll get better games? Because I kind of remember that's what happened with the 360 was they came back and they're like, hey, we have games this time.
Well, yeah,
we have
that's
software.
That's the only thing you can hope for is. But the problem I have is how do you go from we learned our lesson the first time by not having games, by having games the next time and coming back. And the console sales from last gen were so close between the two of them. I mean, it was almost neck and neck.
The PS3 and the 360.
Yeah, last gen.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I was still thinking PS2. I'm like, no.
last gen.
Yeah.
So, like, they went from the original Xbox, which they got their asses handed to them with the PS2, and they learned their lesson, we have to have more software. They came to the 360, got more software and got more games, and they were able to hold their own. They actually were a great system. And then this time around, they've gone into the complete reverse again of, we don't have any software, we've canceled all of our fucking games, we've come out with a more powerful system though. Ma-ha-ha!
Yeah.
And that'll sell the console, right?
So my big...
Nope.
Yeah.
Shit. How do you come back from that?
Like, I still think it's
too... How do you go back into the next generation... And say, oh yeah, we have more games again.
I just feel like I don't know. This is the weirdest cycle for our systems.
Yeah, the biggest problem is
already three different Xbox Ones.
Yeah.
It just feels right. Like, yeah. I know everybody's gonna be like, oh well, it's more powerful. That doesn't mean dick. The fact that you have three of the same system and one's more powerful than the other within what, 4 years? Has it been 4 years, 5 years?
It's the same thing for PlayStation though.
Yeah, and I'm not saying PlayStation's any less guilty or anything.
I have no problem with the step-up programs. I
just think it's weird that within a 4 years, you're boasting about one system and then not even like a year or 2 years later, well, this one's better. And then
this one actually made sense to me, whereas any other time they've done that, it doesn't really...
Well, the thing is like we were talking about it one night and we were saying it would have made more... I felt like, and you kind of agreed with me, about it was that if the Xbox One S was the first console, the first Xbox One,
yeah,
and then go to the X.
The Xbox,
not have this.
The Xbox One S should have never been called the Xbox One S.
Right.
It should have just been called the Xbox One, replaced the old one entirely. Because the PlayStation
4... Or not
4,
even come out with that.
Well, no, the PlayStation 4 didn't go from the PlayStation 4 to a PlayStation 4 Slim. They don't call the new one the Slim, it's just called the PlayStation 4.
Right. They replaced the model.
They just replaced the model. That's all they had to do. And then when the Xbox One X was coming out, they could have called that the S. Why? Because it is smaller. It's smaller. It's the smallest Xbox ever made.
Yeah.
It is legitimately smaller than any Xbox they've made.
I was actually
can call that the S.
Oh,
okay.
I was kind of hoping they would have just stuck with Scorpio. I thought that was an okay name.
It's a cooler name.
Yeah, better than X.
I hear
it's a cooler name,
Xbox
but it doesn't
X,
work
like
for marketing.
Well, sure. Absolutely, it doesn't
work. I mean, then you end up having the question that they have to answer with any console of, so is it a new console? Is it a new generation? Can it play anything from the old generation? And
I
they have to
that.
Sit there and explain, no, it's still,
yeah,
you know,
no,
it's still the
it.
Same console.
I get it. I we understand why.
Yeah,
it's
but
same.
What I'm getting
yeah.
at is if they had just done the Xbox One and Xbox One S and called this one the S and just left it at that,
right.
it would have been fine. Mm-hmm. Having the Xbox One, Xbox One S, Xbox One X, it's like, Jesus Christ, guys.
Next E3. Now introducing the Xbox One X times 2.
When somebody hears PlayStation 4...
to the second power.
When somebody hears PlayStation 4 and then PlayStation 4 Pro,
that's
no
two.
One no one questions
right, it's too
which one can play anything.
Absolutely.
It's
that middle step that they should have never taken.
And that's the biggest problem is like when somebody sees, oh, it's a new PlayStation 4, what's the difference? And somebody says, nothing. They go, oh, okay. You know, when somebody says, "Oh, it's a PlayStation 4 Pro. What is the difference?" Oh, it has 4K.
Yep.
That's all that's explained. It plays the same fucking games. Nobody has to go through and jump through hoops and explain, "Oh, it's this much more powerful."
It's just
and all that
it's
stuff.
Just that weird middle step.
The Xbox One has this, "Oh, well, what's the difference between the Xbox and the Xbox One S?" That's smaller and it can do 4K Blu-rays. Okay, what's the difference between the Xbox One S and the Xbox One X? Oh, it's ridiculously more powerful. It makes all your games look better and all this other shit. You have to go through and explain all this other bullshit. And they're going, so does it play the same games? Yes.
Okay.
Why does it cost $200 more?
Right.
And like you're ended up like having the whole thing of like, I don't know.
You'll lose the sale because of
like,
it.
No one on a sales floor is going to be able to legitimately justify that price tag for what that system does.
But yeah, we've talked about it, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like skew us, but
no, you're fine. I've seen the same
it's just
thing.
Really
happen.
Weird to me.
I've seen the same thing happen with the PS4 Pro,
right.
where people sit there and they're like, "So what's the difference between the PS4 Pro and the PS4? PS4 Pro is more powerful. Can it play the same games? Yeah. Then I'll just take the PlayStation.
Right. Exactly.
And that's just $100 difference. Like there's not a huge gap there.
Right.
Plus you get an extra piece.
An extra piece.
Yeah, it's got an extra layer.
Yeah,
it's like a layer cake.
Yeah, it's got another layer.
I think it's funny,
but,
though, going back to what we were originally talking
Sony
about.
But Sony knew when they made the PlayStation 4 Pro that it was just for their elite crowd. That's
right.
why they don't make a shit ton of them.
Yeah.
They were just like, yeah, it's for our elite crowd. We know who our elite gamers are. It's the same fucking people who bought the console at lunch.
Yep.
So we know there are plenty of them who want this.
Right.
I was going to say, it seems like it was for people that actually wanted the hardware upgrade, and then people like me, my original console was dying, and this one happened
might
to come
as well
out.
Go
and it, was
newest,
and it felt like a natural step.
Yeah, might as well cough up an extra $100.
Whereas the Xbox just feels like a forced step that they didn't need to take.
Yeah.
But the fact that the Xbox One X is not even up for pre-order, and then all of a sudden Taco Bell is rolling out this fucking campaign, that's pretty damn hilarious. But
yeah,
at the very same time,
Xbox has literally said you guys can't take pre-orders to everyone.
But
they can't even do it on their own fucking store.
But then that's really, really scary at the same time for Xbox One X.
Like, my question is like, what are you guys waiting for? Are you waiting for your factory to tell you that you can hit these certain numbers? Are you not able to make enough consoles?
It's really weird that you're
going... Do you not have any kind of way of projecting what you actually have?
If they said no, that's kind of horseshit. We're talking about Microsoft here. I mean, I know they drop the ball on some shit, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and
can't nail your projections, you got
a
problem.
The other problem they have is there are plenty of PC gamers out there that haven't upgraded their hardware. And this is a really big maybe. But there might be a few out there that are like, yeah, you know, I could either get an Xbox One X or I could upgrade my system.
I'd rather upgrade my
system. And when you sit there and you see what AMD just dropped, which is their newest, you know, latest video cards that are coming out, and they're starting at $400, and they're going to be, I guarantee you, listeners, they'll probably drop pretty soon after that in price. You know, anywhere between $350 to $500, and you're getting a graphics card that's more powerful than the Xbox One X. I mean, even on older
it's like a Sega Genesis model,
even on an older motherboard with an older chip. So many games are now so dependent on GPUs instead of your CPU power that really you can run a lot of shit on older hardware. So that, I mean, you know, what are they competing with? They can't compete with the PlayStation. Like, Sony's laughing going, you guys really think you're your competition for us? Like, we're at almost 65 million consoles sold, and you just hit 24.
Well, here's the biggest thing with that, though, too. And I'm not saying that it's not deserved, but Xbox has a very hard time hitting the Japanese market. Sony just runs the Japanese market.
Yeah, but the Japanese market doesn't make up the biggest in gaming market.
No, I get that. I'm not saying it's the biggest thing. I'm just saying that's got a little bit to do with it, too.
It's very small when you look at the numbers.
I mean,
like, look at last gen. The Xbox 360 almost sold nothing in Japan, and it still was at over 63 million consoles sold.
Well, that's never mind.
And the PS3 was over 62. So
that's all the Xbox 360s that got returned with Red Ring and had to get another one.
What I'm getting at is they were really close in sales between the two of them.
That's fair.
So, I mean, the Japanese market, yeah, it does hold with the PlayStation brand, but it's not making up the biggest market in gaming. That's still the U.S.
Right. Is that it?
That's sweet. That's pretty much all we have. So, listeners, go on to Facebook. Let us know what you think.
Actually, I have a book.
God damn it, Anderson!
It's all right, I'll just delete it.
Cheap shot. It's going to be edited out anyways.
Go ahead.
He's like, I read Playboy for the articles.
Now you have to, because they don't have any nude pictures.
No, that's not true. They came back.
When did that happen?
About a year ago?
No, it wasn't that long ago. It was like a few months. Less than that? Yeah.
Yeah, they came back. Yeah. Their magazines were dropping.
Yeah, magazine sales dropped because you didn't have nude pictures on there anymore.
That you're known for, you know, since you
Congratulations,
came out.
You ruined your own brand. Good job, guys. Hustler is now a intellectual magazine for the science community.
I knew it.
Do we still get tits in it?
you gotta hustle them protons, yo.
Yeah. See, now I actually want to read.
You know what I mean?
These breasts are sponsored by NASA.
Gotta get them funding somehow.
I finished a book called Urban Legends. It's a bunch of authors who got together from their series and wrote a short story told from the villain of their series. So their side of the story.
Like the movie Urban Legend.
Urban Enemies.
You said Urban Legends.
Urban Legends? My bad. I'm tired.
Okay.
Okay, you're right. Delete this part.
Rewinds.
We go. Print a book. Listen to it all the way through called Urban Legends. Bunch of authors.
You said Urban Legends again.
I swear to God. Okay. I'm done.
So Anderson's done. And
is the book good?
Yes.
Urban Legends?
Did you enjoy it?
It's actually very well done. All the short stories are pretty well done. It's actually very unique to see villains from different series that I follow to see their side of the story.
Okay.
Don't go any farther.
What's the series called? If you say Legends again, I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
So, actually, there's about 15 different series in there. The reason why I picked it up is three of the ones I follow. So there's the Dresden Files, an Iron Druid, and a Mayberry story, which are all pretty good.
Are they all from the same authors, or they're just a bunch of authors?
They're actually from the authors who got together.
Okay. Cool.
It's the Legends of Urban Enemies.
Yeah, so what's it called again? Enemies.
Urban Enemies.
Urban Enemies, the Legends.
People really want to hear that slap. So yeah, that thing.
Miles,
that's
you got anything?
Anyways. No, not really.
Thanks for joining us, Miles. We appreciate it. You've been a wonderful guest.
I mean, we know Oklahoma's different. Fargo's voodoo. Got to watch that that movie Table 19.
You're not supposed to tell anybody I'm magical.
Actually. Table 19?
What the fuck is that about?
Anna Kendrick.
Table 19, it's got Anna Kendrick. All right, all right. I saw that trailer. Dude, I gotta tell you this. I saw that trailer, and I saw Anna Kendrick. I was like, oh, she's so cute.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And then I saw it was on sale. I was like, fuck it.
Dude, are
you serious? You just bought it?
I can go without milk.
What the fuck? That's some funny shit.
She's sad in one scene, and I want to cry.
Don't cry, little girl.
I'm like, you're too pretty to cry.
Stupid. Well, that's the movie that she's in that she ends up falling in love with the hitman.
Oh, yeah, that's the one with Dax Shepard, isn't it?
That movie was awesome. No.
No, it's
It's a dude from the Iron Man series.
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, there you go.
Sam Rockwell. It's the dude from the I
love the fact that he's like, it's the dude from the Iron Man series.
Is that...
Ah, dude, I mean, you're gonna have to help us out here.
Robert that one Downey dude from... Jr.?
Samuel L. Jackson?
Man, that's cool. That's not real. Rocket Raccoon, Bradley Cooper,
Hugo Reavy. He was only one.
No, that guy, you know, he was a Jedi guy. John Boyega.
John Boyega.
What?
Yeah, that one dude. You know. That one wrestler.
That'd be fucking what? Funny.
The one guy who plays the devil.
Yeah. Table 19. Do you like it?
Yeah, it was funny. It was good. You know, it's
got
not
really bad reviews.
Yeah, I mean, it's
isn't
not really.
Everything we watched got bad reviews.
Literally, I would not watch this if it didn't have Anna Kendrick in it.
That's why I bought
Fair.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, shit. Super Troopers 2 is done.
Oh yeah,
it is done.
Yeah, but that's bullshit. They're still.
That's bullshit.
They're still gonna make us pay more just to have their release.
I love that. What was it that you said?
Exactly that. They're gonna make us run another Kickstarter.
They're gonna get to get a release date. Nope.
We can't put it out. Not even on Vudu.
Anyway,
I mean, it's digital and free.
Sorry,
so.
Guys. The Broken Lizard crew did too much cocaine and hookers.
Maple
lost
syrup.
The movie.
Basically, maple syrup. You know what happens when those guys get maple syrup? You know,
get all antsy in their pantsy.
No, Super Troopers 2 is finally done. Hopefully we'll get it soon. I can't wait.
Yeah, so they're waiting on a release date from Fox Searchlight.
Fox Searchlight's like, can you guys do another Kickstarter? Because
we don't have the money for this.
Things aren't going well for Searchlight lately. I mean, have you seen Fantastic Four?
Ooh.
They took all of our funding after that.
Oh, that's a kick.
That wasn't even done by Fox Searchlight. I know.
Yeah, I know.
They needed to recover the money.
It was so bad we had to take from all our studios.
So, listeners, that's all we got, really. Hopefully. No one else has got anything. If you do, I'm just going to cut you off.
Fuck you, Anderson.
Keep it to myself over here.
Yeah. I got a book review. Urban Legends. Legends. Enemy. Fuck.
Listeners, thanks for listening to us. We really do appreciate it. Please go on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on podbean.com. If you don't like ice...
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know.
Like literally, like, awake, literally, Loach is like starting to fucking break dance like in his fucking chair. Like, I want to give him two fucking lights so he can just, you know, rave out.
I think I see there's some cardboard on the ground over here too.
My palsy.
There you go, Loach. Cardboard.
Well, I couldn't see that, so all I heard was, "If you don't like ice,
if you don't like ice,
unplug your freezer."
Water.
But what if I do like ice?
Ice is nice.
Ice is nice.
Just listen to Val Kilmer.
That's right. Ice.
Is this what happens when we're all sleep deprived?
Yeah,
yes.
Actually,
please go. Subscribe to us on Podbean if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Please tell your friends about us. I know this is a terrible podcast, but we're just bear with us. We only have like 150-something episodes. I think it's like 54 now, but still.
We're going to be shit for another couple of weeks until games start coming out again.
Compared to IGN, we're still in our infancy, and we sound 3,000 times better.
Yeah, we're not bought out.
Unfortunately.
Out, right?
This is Harry Carey.
Fucking assholes.
It's Josiah.
Miles.
Anderson.
This is Loach. Keep on geeking on.
And we're off! Cubs win! Cubs win!
Did you remember that time you did that the entire time we were playing Titanfall once?
What?
Oh, the Harry Carey?
Yeah, the Harry Carey
voice.
Yeah. That was priceless.
The worst. I gotta get back on that game at some point.
Titanfall or Harry Carey?
Yes.
Because Harry Carey.
He's all, yes!
Harry Carey's not a game, that's just suicide.
Well, it depends.
But I love the clothes she wears. Her tattoos always hit her by her underwear. But she don't care. Everybody wants to know her name. I threw a house party and she came.
Speaking of cheers, do you think I could drink any one of them under the table? I think that guy Norm's a puss.